broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law of the land and the checks and balances of we the people having the greater numbers at our fingertips to solve problems. This is Solutions Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Today, May 2nd, is the National Day of Prayer and a vital part of our American heritage, ladies and gentlemen. Since the first call to prayer in 1775, when the Continental Congress asked the colonies to pray for wisdom as they formed the new nation, the call to prayer has continued throughout our history, and what a blessing that is. We need to stand with prayer, okay? I believe we need to be civil to one another, but the problem is we're starting to wonder who our friends are, all right? Thin-skinned Dems working to shut down One America News Network, shutting it down, sitting members of Congress trying to shut it down. Now, Jim Jordan, every day he releases more information about how big the scandal is, but he never moves towards prosecution or accountability. He just reports more and more and more. We find out now that he basically met with Green privately and said, hey, Green, don't try to get rid of Speaker Johnson. Well, Speaker Johnson sold us out, folks. Okay. Owen was getting kicked off all kinds of places. YouTube demonetized them. Tucker Carlson talking about it, but Steve Bannon's doing the same thing to me and Green. Yeah, who's the smallest on that totem pole? OANN asks. We are. So they came after us. They scared away advertisers. They got us kicked off multiple carriers, and then they literally just tried to shut the whole thing down. Now, Steve Bannon, literally, trying to take me on. I guess I'm the smallest on the totem pole maybe, right? But Steve Bannon literally is going to go to his trial on May 27th. I guess it's May 2024. I don't know the exact date, I guess. I'm sorry. Anyway, May 2024, he's about to go to trial. He's a convicted felon. And this guy literally has to back out of the conference because of a Rolling Stone article written about me. Well, the same articles are written about Bannon or worse. I mean, this guy's a felon. This guy has all kinds of scandals to his name, from money, financial issues, and beyond. And Steve's going to attack me and Green? And I don't even know Green. Well, it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Are you more afraid of the Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, Joe Biden's administration? Or more afraid of the Russians? Or more afraid of the Communist Chinese? Or more afraid of Google? Or more afraid of Steve Bannon, you see? Now, some are saying, Sam, you're very foolish. Why don't you just keep your mouth shut? You could do very well by being really kind to Steve Bannon. No, that's not the way I play the game, folks. I've been offered decent contracts in the radio business and could get quite large if I chose, but I'm not interested in that. I'm more interested in the truth because I'm a truth teller. All right, Facebook executives believed they were engaged in a, quote, knife fight with President Joe Biden's White House on COVID-19 censorship. That's according to a new House Judiciary report released yesterday, Wednesday. The weaponization committee exposed the Biden White House censorship scheme in an 800-page report that details the months-long campaign by the White House to censor Americans on Facebook, Amazon, and YouTube. That's everybody. Biden literally accused people of killing people. Yeah, they accused Facebook of killing people in July 2021 for not censoring, quote, so-called COVID-19 misinformation. But now we find out it's the government that was peddling that misinformation. right now. You say, Sam, how do these stories go together? They go together because Steve Bannon and other conservatives are starting to ban anybody who stands up for truth and accountability. So, for example, Jim Jordan, why can Hunter sue Fox and stop Fox from airing truth about Hunter with his attorneys, Lawfare? But yet when the clowns go out on national TV, the Democrats, and they lie about Trump, they lie about January the 6th, they cover the hearings, how come no one sued to stop them? Jim Jordan, how come you release information about the criminal activity by the administration every single day and by the deep state Democrats every single day, but yet nothing ever comes to fruition, nothing ever comes to accountability? It's always just rail, raise money. And then we find out behind the scenes you're trying to pressure Green to not go after Johnson because an election is coming up. What kind of game are we playing? How is that different than the Democrats? How is that different than Biden? So Google and YouTube and Facebook and everybody else playing this game, attacking Tucker Carlson, attacking OANN News, trying to get them kicked off, shadow banning all of us. But Bannon's doing the same thing to Green and me, isn't he? So how do we think our team is better than the other team if we go to that kind of a low and we deal with that? You say, Sam, you're supposed to be civil and kind. I agree, I'm supposed to be civil and kind. So if Steve Bannon wants to come on my show and talk about it civilly, and he wants to explain his position, he's more than welcome to do that at my expense. I'm willing to be civil and kind. But I'm not willing to let these scandals be covered up and let Steve Bannon continue to raise a bunch of money when literally he's about to go to trial. Yeah, we built the wall scheme, they say. Set for May 2024. That's right now, coming up, right? The former advisor to President Donald Trump will stand trial on charges that he duped donors who gave money to the Build the Wall campaign along the U.S. southern border, right? Okay. Now, did he dupe people? I don't know. I don't have the internal finances. But he's already a convicted felon over money issues and over some of the things that he's done. And you look at this and you go, am I going to let that guy be the key fundraising guy for the GOP, the grand old party, when this guy is now tied to fixers like the same people that are helping George Santos, Matt Gaetz? At first you think Matt Gaetz might be a great guy. Why does he have these dirt bags running around as fixers or running around as crisis management personnel? Why does our side need that kind of stuff going on? You can hang out with those kind of guys, George Santos and these crisis management folks that are very shifty, shady, but you don't dare appear at a conference with Sam Bushman? And it's fine if Steve doesn't want to appear at a conference with me. I'm not the most important guy in the room. But he agreed to it until he supposedly found a Rolling Stone article about me and I was tied to racism. Well, he's tied to racism too, according to the Rolling Stone magazine. I could send you an email with an article where they attack me for being a racist and they attack Ben for being a racist. Neither of it's true. But why does Steve Bannon then decide to cause me harm? Why? I'm telling you because there's more that meets the eye. That's why. And Facebook believes they're in a knife fight with the Biden administration. Well, you know, they didn't want to shut down a lot of what was being pushed on them to shut down. They felt like they had to. Is that where Steve Bannon's at? He feels like he's blackmailed and he has to go against guys like me and against people like Green. Is he on somebody's orders? I don't really know. I can only be left to speculate, but I know this. When our side is starting to do to our team what the deep staters are doing that we're complaining about, it's not honest for us to bury our own stories and promote how bad Joe Biden and the administration is. Why is Steve Bannon against Sam Bushman? What did I do? I've never even talked to the guy in my entire life. But someone got to Steve Bannon and said, hey, don't you dare be involved with Sam Bushman. And if nobody got to Steve Bannon, my question is, why would Steve single me out? What did I do? Oh, well, Rolling Stone says you're a racist. Well, look at all the negative articles on Bannon. If anybody should know how dishonest the press is, it should be Steve. But if nobody got to him, why would he do that to me of all people? What did I do to Steve? Nothing but promote him and protect him and defend him in the past. And if they did get to him, my question is, who? You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, why am I so on fire about this? Because Elon Musk is being attacked left and right now as well. And, you know, I don't know where that goes, but I have a problem with that whole thing. The First Amendment seems to be attacked like no other, just like the Second Amendment. And they're using the 10th Amendment. Well, let me say it differently. They're not using the 10th Amendment to protect and to stop the general government. They act like the general government has absolute authority to do anything it wants. It doesn't. We got to stop it. The 10th Amendment matters. So does the First and the Second Amendments. But I look at this thing and I see these protesters. My headline says shame. What the First Amendment means on campus. Yeah. Alan Blinder wrote this article, by the way. But I'm not putting him in my show notes because I've kind of modified the headline. And I don't want to be, misquoting them. I want to give them credit for the story, but I've changed the headline, so I don't want to give them attribution. What the First Amendment means on campus, you ask? Well, they're talking about encampments, occupying buildings, demonstrators cite their right to free expression. Exclamation point. Now, I 100% disagree with this. If you go read your First Amendment, folks, it does not say you have the right to protest. That is not what it says. That is not what it means. That is not within the spirit of the Founding Fathers at all, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? It says we have the right to peacefully assemble. Now, that's completely different than a protest where people are barricading doors and windows and people are breaking glass and destroying property and people are basically, you know, staying even though they're asked to leave. They're attacking cops. They're, you know, surrounding cop cars or surrounding cops and forcing the release of their colleagues. And, okay, that is not a peaceful assembly. A peaceful assembly is how we went to the Ahern Hotel just over 2 weeks ago and had a peaceful conference. That Steve Bannon over Sam Bushman decided that he just could not attend. He couldn't keep company with a Sam Bushman, but he can keep company with his fixers, with his crisis managers, with, again, when Steve Bannon was working on this wall and they raised a bunch of money, two of his colleagues already went to prison for it. Now he's supposed to have a trial coming up. How did he get special, unique protection? Maybe Steve ought to come on the radio and explain some of that to us. Okay, but I find it just fascinating. But look, we need to be very careful and we need to pay attention to who's who. All right, what the First Amendment means on campuses, it does not mean you have the right to protest and set up encampments and destroy property and do all those things. That's a lie. It means we have the right to peacefully assemble. The second things start getting violent and out of hand, in my opinion, the First Amendment, the peaceful option, the peaceful assembly, is gone. Now, the cops need to do a better job at protecting a peaceful assembly. Let me give you an example. The folks at Charlottesville got a permit and went, and their goal was to protect and discuss and show their displeasure in a peaceful assembly about the statues that were being taken down, destroying American history. And what the cops did is they let the provocateurs join the peaceful assembly. The peaceful assembly, by the way, they got a permit. And then somehow it ran all off the rails by the cops mixing the crowds together and literally turning it into an insurrectionist type action. And the problem is they blamed it all on the, quote, conservatives that were trying to peacefully, who obtained a permit for their assembly. They blamed it on all those guys. Just like they're doing in January the 6th now. All right? There are divisions in our ranks as conservatives, folks, because we don't know who's who. For example, is Matt Gaetz a great guy? Or is Matt Gaetz a problem? I don't know, but the people he surrounds himself with concern me. How about George Santos? Is he a good guy or a bad guy? How about Steve Bannon? Good guy, bad guy? Well, Steve Bannon has basically ridden the coattails of Donald Trump to fame is what he's done. And now he's a big fundraiser, supposedly untouchable. He's kind of the MAGA guy that took the heat for the administration, the Donald Trump administration. Hey, he's not going to cave. He's going to stand tall. Well, I think he's already thrown many of us under the bus. Why? What advantage would Steve Bannon have to do that? Is it for fame and fortune? Is it because he's getting threatened himself and he has no choice because he's blackmailed? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer at all. But I know this. I'm not comfortable with what we're seeing at all. I'm really disappointed at what we're starting to see. Anyway, if anybody wants to email me, when is Steve Bannon's trial going to be? And how come two of his friends are in prison and he's not? Isn't that strange to you? How come he's attacking Sam Bushman? What did I do? What have I done? I'm the guy that says we're all God's children. When are we going to start to behave like that and treat each other kindly and respectfully? I'm the guy that says every nation, every race, every ethnicity? No. Wow. Anyway, ethnicity, every group should be able to advocate for their people, for their, you know, race, for their history, their heritage. Why not? Okay. I'll give you an example to make the point. I just got, let's see, what is this? It's from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let me see if I can find this. Southern Poverty Law Center email that I got. Basically, we're mobilizing young voters of color. Are you with us? Now, think about this. An email from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the subject, we're mobilizing young voters of color. Are you with us? Now, to me, that's a disgrace. To me, that's a huge shame. Because what if I were to say we're mobilizing young white voters? Are you with us? What if I were to say that? Now, by the way, let's be very clear. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Because I don't believe we should mobilize white voters or black voters or all these different voters. Right? So I'm writing shame. We're mobilizing young voters of color. Are you with us? Southern Poverty Law Center. They're the ones that claim I'm a racist. They're the ones that reported me to Congress 2 times in a row. And Steve Bannon is helping them with their quest. Because the Southern Poverty Law Center says Sam's a bad guy and Steve won't be involved with Sam in any way because Sam's a bad guy. Who's worse, Steve Bannon or the Southern Poverty Law Center? I don't know. I didn't do anything to either of them. Everything they say about me is a lie. I'm not a racist. But the Rolling Stone magazine article is the one that kicked it off, and Steve Bannon plays ball with them. They say this: today we invite you to be part of this legacy. Big news. We're launching a huge major campaign to help young people of color flex the power of their votes. Wow. And then they say, hello, Sam. The South, with its deep roots in the civil rights movement, and they go on and on. Today, we invite you to be part of this legacy. This bilingual campaign seeks to activate the electoral power of voters ages 18 to 29 across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi. This campaign empowers a, quote, new generation of Southerners led by young people of color who have something to say and who will make their voices heard at the ballot box. United together, they will defy the people who tell them that their votes and opinions don't matter and prove that they're an undeniable force for change. Now, let me just ask you a question. Who says that black voters don't count? Who says that we want to reject the feelings and beliefs and thoughts of black voters? In fact is, that's Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the one that's been against the blacks, not me, right? They say we're launching a campaign. Wow. So they're literally launching a campaign based on the color of someone's skin. They don't want to get out the white voter. They'd like you to stay home. But people of color, they want you to be able to flex the power of your vote. Find out how you can help us spread the word and make the biggest impact possible before election day. Now, I don't believe in dividing voters up and targeting voters and singling out voters by race. I don't believe that a white vote and a black vote are different, or a Latino vote or any other vote for that matter. I do believe illegal votes need to stop. I don't care what color you are. If you come from Europe, you're not a citizen in America. Or you come from Canada and you're white, you're not a citizen in America. You shouldn't be able to vote. Okay, it has nothing to do with color. It has to do with illegality, right? But I have a problem with this whole thing because, man, why are we acting like black voters have a different voter, a more important voter, a less important vote than the white voter? Is there something in the voting systems that deals with color? Because if not, the system doesn't recognize the difference either. Why is the Southern Poverty Law Center making such a big issue with this and targeting non-white voters? Sounds racist to me. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. Trump is facing nearly three dozen counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to one of those women, porn actress Stormy Daniels. The Arizona State Senate overturning that Civil War-era abortion ban? USA's John Schaefer with that story.
Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864 that prohibited nearly all abortions. The legislation now moves to Governor Katie Hobbs for her signature. With the repeal of the 1864 law, Arizona's 2022 legislation, which prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, will be reinstated.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged, as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. Readings on inflation have come in above expectations.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The House is passing legislation that cracks down on anti-Semitism. The vote, 320 to 91 in favor of the bill amid ongoing pro-Palestine college campus protests. The bill would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Elon Musk seems to be under attack. Don't know why. Facebook in a knife fight with the administration, they claim. All right. Weaponization committee exposes the White House censorship regime in an 800-page report, but they keep reporting on everything, but never, ever prosecuting for criminal activity. Right? Southern Poverty Law Center mobilizing young voters of color. Why? What kind of a racist plan is that? Now, Tesla, Elon Musk, Twitter, or X, that's all in the news. So, Elon Musk is under a, quote, ban by the government because he agreed to let them control his free speech because they were going to get him at the Securities and Exchange Commission for saying he had enough money to take one of his companies private or whatever else. And they said that was fake news. That was a lie. That was, you know, peddling mistress. Well, he agreed that they could control his speech. But then after the fact, the jury came back and said not guilty of what the government, what the SEC claimed you were guilty of. So now he's basically battling with the administration and with the courts to say, hey, I shouldn't be held to this. And they're saying, well, we're going to hold you to it anyway. Tough crap. You've lost your free speech rights. You gave them away. Well, I look at that and I go, wow, now Tesla is being used by Elon Musk to fight back. Headline says Tesla lays off entire supercharger team. CEO Elon Musk says company needs to absolutely hardcore crank up job cuts. Newser.com, Evan Gastaldo with the piece. Tesla laid off a large portion of what they call it a key team in its electric vehicle EV charger division, a move that could cause problems for Biden's EV agenda. Now, by the way, Tesla in the past has benefited from large, generous government subsidies for years. But the layoffs could spell trouble for the already struggling industry at a, quote, pivotal moment. The supercharger, that's the Tesla charger, is currently considered one of the best chargers available because it can charge EVs very quickly and reliably, which cannot be said of competitors' products. There's also more Tesla chargers out in the field than any other manufacturer. Now, is it the economy, stupid? Is it just inflation that's making Elon Musk do this? Or is it if the administration through the courts are going to attack Elon Musk and shut down his free speech rights, is he simply going to play ball and say, all right, then I'll just shut down this division and destroy your EV plans? Is this a battle between the courts and Musk, the administration and Musk? And I got an interesting question for you. Is Steve Bannon involved? You kind of wonder, huh? Right? How well do Elon Musk and Steve Bannon get along? Now, I'm not really defending Elon Musk either, right? If I type in Elon Musk and Steve Bannon into the web right now, Steve Bannon says that Elon Musk is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Elon Musk calls Steve Bannon evil. Steve Bannon, who has ties to China, says Elon Musk with Beijing. Yeah. What do you say about that? Okay, they say Steve Bannon lights up Elon Musk. Total and complete phony. What about Steve Bannon? Elon Musk brushes off Steve Bannon insults as best PR I've had in a while. Yeah, he described Elon Musk as a man-child. Wow. You got to really wonder now. Right? Mother Jones says that Steve Bannon is a co-conspirator in a $1 billion fraud case. DOJ filing. How do we want to respond to this? Right? Now, who's owned by the Chinese party, the CCP, Steve Bannon or Elon Musk? And I want to really, I hope everybody listens to me for both hours of this, because this is a long expose that I'm involved in here, kind of explaining this. I am convinced that you can't really know who your friends are unless you use some very unique tactics to discover it. Why would Steve Bannon be saying Elon Musk is part of the Chinese party? Why would others be saying Steve Bannon's connected to the Chinese party, the communist Chinese, huh? I brought this up yesterday with James Edwards. I find that, you know, what you do is you take two people and you get them in a fight, and that fight raises both their profiles. So that's why Elon Musk said, hey, you know what? Steve Bannon attacked me. That's the best PR I've had in a long while. Because they get it. So Steve Bannon and Musk going head to head, trying to raise Bannon's profile. Bannon attacking Green to try to raise Bannon's profile. Bannon jettisons Sam Bushman in an effort to raise his profile. Is it about someone's profile or is it about truth telling, Steve? Just kind of wondering, because I'm having a problem with this thing. You're attacking everybody and destroying everybody and banning all kinds of people. You think that somehow you've got this tremendous power and you can do whatever you want to. Well, I got a question for Donald Trump. Hey, Donald, are you going to have people like Steve Bannon around you in the next term? Because if you are, then I'll be against your campaign. You say, Sam, why this hostility to Steve Bannon? Because I don't trust people like that, that when they get a little bit of power, you see that they're abusing the power. Okay? Why are we literally going after Elon Musk right now? I mean, I'm not telling you Elon's perfect. Yeah, he's involved with the Chinese. Yeah, most Americans are involved with the Chinese. I mean, you could say I've got ties to the Chinese. I work for companies that make products in China. I'm an IT guy for them. So it's not a direct tie, but you could lie and make that tie pretty easy and it would be half truthful. So I don't know if Elon Musk is our friend, but I also don't know if Steve Bannon is our friend either. Seems to me that they're kind of two peas in a pod. They on one hand want to act like they're the defenders of truth and the American way and freedom and prosperity. And man, Steve's going to build the wall. Yes, he sure is. And then you kind of wonder, did the money go to building the wall? Well, that's what that case coming up is all about. I don't know the truth. I don't have the inside specs on the money. But I know this. How are people like Steve Bannon going to literally attack other people like Elon Musk, like Miss Green, like myself? Who else has Steve Bannon had feuds with? Basically everybody, right? I mean, Steve Bannon has his whole show is called The War Room, right? Right? I don't know that I want a show called The War Room. Which would you rather have, The War Room or Liberty Roundtable, if your goal is to advocate for peace? Steve Bannon declares war on Fox News. Now, do I think Fox is my friend? No. But Fox has been better to me than Steve Bannon has. Yeah, Steve Bannon and ultra-conservatives take aim at Pope Francis. Okay, fine. He leads in power and chaos. Alarm as Steve Bannon plots to propel, right? The Guardian. Steve Bannon attacks Murdoch as war between Trump and Fox continues. inside Steve Bannon's disturbing quest to unite the right, to radically right the U.S. or move the U.S. right. Now, they say Steve Bannon is disrupting democracy. Well, that's fine because we don't have a democracy anyway. Steve Bannon's influence on conservative politics. Yeah. Expert on alt-right. Wow. Getting crazy, huh? All right, I'll take one more pause and finish her up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
So I got a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Is Steve Bannon ready to go to war with everyone? Does he have any friends? Does he have any loyalties? All right. There's a headline written by GQ back in the day. It says Steve Bannon is back at Breitbart and ready to go to war with everyone. Is that the plan, the strategy? Because I'm not for going to war with everyone. I'm a peaceful guy. I don't want war. Let me give you an example. While Steve Bannon is declaring war with everybody, attacking everybody, including me, I had on Ray Silva about the peasants in the pew, talking about this fake bot called Father Justin that got destroyed, you know, outed as a bot, pretending it was a priest, administering sacraments and allowing people to do their confessions and all this kind of stuff. But I'm talking about an edict, a proclamation about the peasants in the pew. The spiritual leaders in the United States are simply not standing up for what's right. Right? They're weak in defense of liberty, weak in defense of standing up for what's right. Green trying to expose the deep state. Bannon against her. Why? Bannon's with Jim Jordan. Well, Bannon criticizes Jim Jordan, too. Bannon criticizes just about everybody you know. He didn't criticize me in public. He just did it behind the scenes so nobody knows. And then he rolled out his crisis managers to make sure that it was going to be okay. I feel personally attacked by this. I feel wronged. I offered to talk to Steve about it. Steve won't talk to me at all. Why? What are you afraid of, Steve? Why don't we take it to the air and discuss it openly, candidly, transparently? What have I done? Who got to Steve, huh? Anyway, our buddy Terry Colafrancesco over at MEJ.com wrote a book called They Fired the First Shot, 2012, by a friend of Medjugorje. They also wrote The David Answer. All right, now here's my question to Steve. Why did you fire the first shot, my friend? Okay, I didn't do anything to you at all. And you want to start this feud, huh? Or you just want to behind the scenes attack me and down me and, quote, shadow banning me? Kind of a thing? I can see why people are thinking Steve Bannon's at war with everyone. Right? Steve Bannon, why did you fire the first shot against Sam Bushman? Did you have to, Steve? Just wondering. I'm serious about this. And you could say, Sam, you're taking this way too personally. I don't think so. We had a lot of people sign up for our event because they thought Steve Bannon would be there. He backed out at the last second. He created an event the next day, which he has every right to do. But then people were in absolute serious confusion. Serious confusion about whose event was what. Right? I don't know why they would do that. I don't have any idea why they would create an event the next day that would create confusion. After agreeing to going to our event and then backing out. And the lame excuse is, oh, Sam Bushman had a bad article written about him in Rolling Stone magazine. The hotel had the guts to stand with me. Yes, they sure did. Hey, Lizzie, can you go really quick to CSPOA.org and find the Shane video? We'll get that ready and see if we can play some of that. All right, she's going to grab that. We're going to see if we can play that. But literally, the hotel stood with me. Why couldn't Steve Bannon? So, Steve Bannon, why did you fire the first shot at Sam Bushman behind the scenes when no one can know and then send crisis managers to our event and then you left it all confusing so no one knew whose event was what? And then I had call after call after call after call, question after email after question after asking, well, what about this other, what about this, you know, second day of your event? I said, I don't know anything about it. We don't have a second day event. I had to spend hours dealing with the fallout of this thing. I feel singled out and attacked. All right, did you find that, Liz? CSPOA.org. And if you click on there, then it basically says right at the top, the videos. Does it say the conference videos right there? Okay. For some reason, for me and everybody else, it basically says that. All right, we'll try to play it tomorrow, I guess, if we can't get it. Supposedly at CSPOA.org on the main site, there's a big banner that's supposed to show our conference videos. I'll have to get that fixed. But there's a video there with the hotel manager who basically tells of a story that they tried to shut down our whole conference. And everybody stood with Sam Bushman. Everybody. Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, everybody. The hotel stood with me. Steve Bannon backed out. Wimped out, caved. And I'd like to know for what reason. What reason? What did I do to Steve Bannon? How am I too big of a liability for Steve Bannon? And I asked the question, Steve Bannon, why did you fire the first shot against Sam Bushman? And you could say, Sam, you should leave this behind the scenes, man. It's not good to speak out about this kind of stuff. Most feuds I do leave behind the scenes and don't bring up. But this one is different. Because of the damage that it's done to my reputation, the damage that it did to our attendance for our conference. We had over 90,000 people viewing it online, so I'm not worried about getting the word out about our conference and people seeing it. Now the videos are available as well, right? Try to go to thelibertyconference.com, Liz, and see if it's there. Thelibertyconference.com. See if you can find it there. Part of the problem, poor Liz, is trying to just take my directions live on the air, and she doesn't have any time to scramble. It's all my fault. I should have prepared for this better. But I didn't think I was going to play this hotel clip, but I think it's worthy of playing Shane's hotel clip. If you go to thelibertyconference.com, then the videos should be there. If you scroll down, Shane is 10. Mine is 11. And we're talking about Shane, in my opinion, an American hero. A man who had the guts to stand up and defend people's free speech rights in the First Amendment for peaceful assembly. His hotel has had more events than anybody else ever. And so I just find it. All right, number 10. They're all numbered, right? Number 10, here it is.
All right, good afternoon. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you to Sheriff Mack and Sam Bushman and the CSPOA. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Shane McFarland. I'm the president of the Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel. Now, here at the hotel, we have over 200 rooms. We have two of the best restaurants in the city. We have 9 bars. We provide a place.
All right,
that
you can go ahead and stop that now.
Come,
I just wanted to play that. Here. It's a great speech. If you go to thelibertyconference.com, you guys can see all the speeches at our conference. Of course, Steve Bannon's speech is not there. He had his event the next day. Why, I don't know. But I digress. Shane McFarland and the Ahern Hotel stood with Sam Bushman. Mike Lindell stood with Sam Bushman. General Michael Flynn stood with Sam Bushman. My question to you is, what is Steve Bannon's problem? Everywhere he goes, there's the war room. There's chaos. Seems to be chaos is in his wake everywhere he goes, even with people who should be his friends. Why? What is the agenda? I don't know, people. I don't know. But it's concerning, to say the least. And so, you know, you might say this is a 2-hour attack on Steve Bannon. I don't think so. I'm calling out the truth behind the scenes that you didn't hear about anywhere else, because I believe that I've been wronged and harmed by this, reputation-wise and otherwise. And my issue is that you're starting to quit. Who's who? When you look at the deep state, when you look at, say, Elon Musk, is he your friend or foe? When you look at Steve Bannon, is he your friend or foe? When you look at all these people, Mike Johnson, is he your friend or foe? When you look at Jim Jordan. Why? Who's this guy? I mean, he releases a lot of great information. You think he's a hero, but nothing ever seems to come of it. Now we find out that sitting members of Congress literally tried to shut down the OANN network entirely. Tucker Carlson now speaking about it, talking to Mr. Ball, the host that exposed this criminal activity. Is Jim Jordan your friend, or is he just going to continue to release information and then behind the scenes stop people from creating accountability and saying, an election's coming up, we've got to raise money, don't you dare do this now, do you realize it could cost us? Well, that's the same issue they're talking about when it comes to pro-life and abortion. All the Republicans that are mainstream, that are deep state, are going, don't touch abortion, that's too controversial, it's a hot topic, we lost over abortion in 2022, we can't lose over abortion now. And now we're letting the pro-death agenda take center stage. We're letting guys like Steve Bannon and Jim Jordan take center stage, and they're attacking people like me and Green. What for? I'm going to see if I can contact Miss Green and see if she can come on the radio with me and talk about this. It's insanity. I don't know what's going on, but I know this. Be careful who you send your money to. Who do you trust? The only way you can find out is God can tell you. He can give you the power of discernment as a spiritual gift. Pray for it. Pay attention. The safety of the republic is in the balance. You got it? The election's coming up. Be very wise and careful. LibertyRoundtable.com, TheLibertyConference.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. Will you help us? Get involved and make it a great day. God save the Republic.